Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Latent Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today, in this short episode, I'll be talking about abstraction and how thinking in terms of abstraction, thinking about your website abstractly, thinking about the abstract concepts you're developing, will help you develop a whole body of content. And this is a little bit academic, but again, I'm an academic. However, I think it's helpful because it helps you to think about the structures and the different sort of facets that are involved with your content that sort of the artistic version of content creation doesn't always necessarily capture. So, once again, welcome back to Latent Branding. So, let me first begin by trying to define what I mean by abstraction. Every time you develop a piece of content, whether it's a blog post or an hour-long documentary, whatever that content is, there's always some sort of theme, ideal, metaphor, simile, very sort of abstract message that you're trying to get across. And so, rather than thinking directly about the message of your content, you might think about it in terms of metaphor, or in terms of interface, in terms of some sort of structure, idea that is more generalizable than what you might specifically be talking about. And so that move to generalize into a theme or a grander idea, a more generalized idea, is how I'm briefly defining abstraction. So how can abstraction help you to deliver content and make better content? Well, the first thing you can think about in terms of abstraction is, in terms of online content, you can actually think about how the interface helps to abstract your content. So you could do website mockups. You could think about the structure and the menu. You can, on a blank piece of paper, you can actually draw out the structure of your website without any content, just marking little boxes and sections of the layout and design on the screen or even on the mobile device. You also might, again, think about empty state pages, which I brought up in another episode. But in terms of empty state pages, you can sort of think about how structures influence user experience. So that those are just two very easy ways and direct ways that abstraction with a website can help you think about broader issues. Now, more generally, in terms of how you actually write or produce content, let's say that you are writing about online issues of misogyny with respect to Twitter, and you bring up Gamergate. You might also then dovetail your idea of misogyny into other pieces of content. So Gamergate is actually not representative in and of itself, but it's actually part of larger indicative cultural trends. So you might think about abstracting, if you write a piece about Gamergate, abstracting and start talking or writing or doing a short video about just the nature of online misogyny. That's how abstraction can get you to more topics. And again, going back to another episode, how abstraction can help you develop cycles of content too. And also, another way that abstraction can actually help you think about content is if you use the engineering and computing definition of abstraction. So in terms of software and computer science, abstraction generally allows you to better understand the various arrangements of a computer system. And so the more abstract a language, the lower level, and the less abstract, the closer it is to human language, the higher the level. So you have lower level, more abstract coding languages like Fortran, and then you have higher level, less abstract versions of coding like Python, for instance. And so the reason why this is important is because it helps you to also loop content back into the actual computing power of various kinds of software and your various kinds of hardware. And so let me just recap there, because I said sort of three things very quickly. But the first is you can think about the abstraction of your website in terms of a screen and the interface. The second, you can abstract in terms of the cultural critiques that you make and trying to generalize from one specific topic into a more generalized topic that gives you a better cycle of content. And then three, you can think about abstraction in terms of computer science and computer engineering, the way that various kinds of languages become at low levels abstract, and then they become less abstract as you go to higher levels. Now, in general, abstraction is a good type of thinking, not just because it helps you to make content. This goes back to my wider message for this episode. But it's also that it allows you to think more fluidly across various types of content and allows you not to get bogged down into one single type of content production. And so if you think about your content abstractly, it means that you open yourself up to a wider variety of topics, a wider variety of people, a wider variety of events, and a wider variety of life experiences that you can write about, talk about, act about, produce a variety of content about. And so that's why it's important in terms of not just content production, but also for life, because approaching life in terms of abstraction, it allows you to see all of the variety of connections that life has to offer. So here's my end message for the end of this episode. Abstraction allows you to think flexibly. And one of the main issues with content is that it ages so rapidly and decays rapidly like a viral message. And so if you are able to think abstractly, your content doesn't run out because you can continuously abstract from one topic to another, move fluidly and flexibly in terms of your thought so that you can keep producing content and always keep your content fresh. All right. Well, that's the end of the episode. Once again, I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. You can email me at johnrgallagher@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @MirrorSophistry. Once again, my handle is @MirrorSophistry. And, of course, thank you all for listening.